on 95.1 WAPE.
Louise joins us. Is it Louise? Is that right? Or is it Louis?
Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Louise.
What's up, Wheezy?
Hi.
Does anyone ever call you Wheezy?
That's horrible.
Well, no one's ever called me that.
Well, then I won't be the first. Louise, tell us what's going on. You having some guy trouble?
I am. I mean, I'm getting blown off. Can you guys believe that?
Actually,
no.
Yes, it happens every day.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
What's going
well,
on?
It's never happened to me before.
Okay, well, no, that's...
I'm really upset about it.
All right, well, tell us what's going on.
Well, I was getting my car washed, and this hot guy was working at the car wash, and I noticed him, but, you know, I kind of just kept to myself. So anyway, I got the full service treatment, and luckily, this hot guy drove my car around when it was done, and he opened the door for me, and he said, you know, this is all clean for you, and your car almost looks as good as you do.
Yeah.
So I went to get in my car and started, and he was like, you're not going to give me a tip? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I don't have any cash. So he was like, well, what are you going to give me? You have to give me something.
Oh.
So.
Ew.
Right. So I wrote my name, my number on his hand,
oh,
and I
wow.
drove away. Yeah.
Look at you. That's
so
not bad.
Cute.
Anyway, he ended up calling me, and we went out on a date. Everything was great. We went out to eat. We had food. We had drinks at the club. We were dancing. It was just a really, really great night. I thought we were really connected. And we ended up going back to his place and hanging out. And I left, and I expected a call the next day, but there was no call, so I waited a day. And so, again, there was no call, and I waited some more. I haven't heard from him for a week now. And I'm just ready to go back to the car wash and confront him, but I don't want to seem like a bugaboo. So I want you to call him.
Like a bugaboo.
What's going on for me?
Yeah. So he didn't really give you any like explanation. He just kind of dropped off the face of the earth.
Yes.
Now, when you say you hung out at his place, did you guys like you know have some milk and cookies, or did you like you know have some milk and cookies?
No, we just really hung out. We didn't.
Okay.
Anything.
Got it. Okay. I just want to make sure before. Well, why don't we call him and find out why he's blowing you off?
Please do.
All right.
This has never happened before.
No, yeah. Hang on one second, Louise. She doesn't want to be a bugaboo, so we will. We will be a bugaboo for you, Louise.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Let's call him now. Here we go. You listen online, Louise. Just don't say a word.
Okay.
Hello?
Omar!
Yeah, who's this?
What's up, bro?
Hey.
Hey.
Who is this?
Omar, it's Mark K and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Omar.
Hey, wait, what's happening, guys? Why are you guys calling me? What's up?
What's up? We're saying what's up, bro? Bro,
hey.
Omar? Bromar? What's up, Bromar?
Hey, guys, I listen to you guys all the time. It's kind of weird to get a call from you guys. What's happening?
Well, we wanted to talk to you on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, we have ulterior motives.
I kind of figure, man. I listen to you guys all the time. And now it's making me a little nervous, but I'm a fan. So, yeah, let's go with it, man. What do you have?
All right. Her name is Louise. You met her at a car wash. Is it ringing any bells?
Yeah. What happened? What's going on?
Well, that's what we want to know.
Yeah, we want to know why you're blowing her off. She says you guys had a good time together and you gave her no reason.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's up, Bromar?
Tell
what's going
us.
On?
Cool girl, really cool girl, but it really tripped me out when we showed up at my place and girl shows up with a wig. It tripped me out. It was really weird because...
She showed up with a wig?
Yeah, she's wearing a wig, but I'm talking about like a... It's like a Nicki Minaj type of wig, you know, one of those way out there kind of crazy things on her head. And I'm like, what's going on? It was a turnoff, guys. It was a little weird. You know? I wasn't digging it.
Omar, first of all, you told me I look hot when you saw me at the car wash and I had a wig on then.
Man. Wait, you guys never said she was on the line.
Yeah, but you listen to our show so much, Omar, we just assumed that you knew, dude.
We figured you would.
You must not really listen.
You would catch somebody on something like that.
Yeah.
But... No, I didn't.
Hang on one second, you two. Well, listen, we have to take a break. I apologize. But, Omar, can you hang on one more minute?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Louise. Louise, you hang on too, okay?
Okay.
She wore a wig, apparently, which Omar kind of wigged out. I've been waiting 7 minutes to say that.
I bet.
Louise, why were you wearing a wig? Do you wear wigs often?
Yes, I do. It's a fashion piece. Mm-hmm. It's not fake. It looks good. The wig was actually expensive. And
yeah.
Everyone says it looks good. I've gone to the beauty salon to get the wig custom cut and fit.
Okay.
And I've had no complaints in the past.
Everyone that says it looks good. That thing doesn't look good. It looks like you can have like a raccoon come out of it. It's not a good looking wig.
Do you have multiple wigs? Like the one you first met him, were you wearing something different? Or were you not wearing your wig when you first met him at the car wash?
No, I have multiple wigs.
Okay.
Do you not have, like, hair of your own, or is it just that you like to change your look?
I have hair of my own. I just, for different styles.
Right.
You know, one day I may want a bob, and one day I may want to, you know.
An Omar.
Down to
Sorry. So, Omar, what was it about the wig that you didn't like? You said it looked kind of, like, freaky, or it looked fake.
No, it looked like a huge nest on her head, man. It was just too much, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have flirted with you if I didn't think you were beautiful. I think
yeah.
you're a beautiful woman. And then show up with this wig that looks like right. this big old bird nest on your head, and I had no idea why you're doing that. It tripped me out.
Omar, what was the car wash wig? Did that look more natural? Did that look more...
Yeah. Well, yeah, it did.
You should have called me and let me know how you felt about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait,
that
so you
weird.
Wanted to call him and say, hey, I don't like your wig?
I mean, there could have been explanations instead of just yeah. blowing her off. She had no idea why.
That's kind of a hard thing for somebody to have a conversation about. I understand now. You know, I thought the easiest thing for me to do is just step away from it.
Louise, would you be interested in, like, kind of switching up your wig game to go out with him again, maybe?
I mean, but I don't know what he likes now.
Well, that's just it right now. It's even the question of whether or not he'd be willing to switch up. I've never met somebody that switches up their hair.
You've never dated a girl that wears wigs, huh?
Well, not to the extent where it's like Mr. Potato Head. You can change it like every other hour.
Whatever. She likes it.
Okay.
A lot of girls wear wigs, and if you're not into that, then good luck with your dating life, because I don't know what woman doesn't have a wig nowadays.
Well, I know a lot of women that
Wait,
don't have
really?
Wigs.
So I don't get it.
Okay. All right. Hang on one
all
second.
Right.
Megan, do you have any wigs?
I don't have any wigs.
Yeah,
no
I don't know any women that have
no,
wigs.
No, I don't.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do most women have wigs these days? Is that like a thing? It's the Big A Morning Mess.